This is episode 2227 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day six of our series. We are exploring this week how to manage top stress triggers. Throughout this week's series, you've discovered ways to manage some of the top stressors out there, including how to manage death of a loved one or the ending of a relationship or moving or changing your system of support or what to do when you're not happy in your work. The stress triggers all have one thing in common, and that is fear and uncertainty. And today, while we are living in a pandemic, that's what we face as well, fear and uncertainty. In today's episode, you are going to discover a meditation to help you manage physical, mental, or emotional illness that you or a loved one may be experiencing. If you are a caregiver, or if you have a loved one who is suffering from an illness, it's painful to watch others in pain. So in the meditation today, I encourage you to focus on keeping your consciousness and your thoughts uplifted. I am in a spiritual group with a wonderful group of people. And one thing we do is we send good thoughts and prayers to those in need. So whenever someone hears of someone in need, we are in a text group and we text our group members to send good thoughts to this person for their particular need. And one thing I've noticed is that often, especially if the situation is really sad or very dire, there'll be a whole bunch of sad emojis or emojis with tears and comments such as, "Oh, that's terrible," or "Those poor people." And I think that this can really bring the energy down when you're sending good thoughts to someone. I think it's important to keep your thoughts uplifted. This is in regard to how you view yourself as well as how you view others. Today, I received a message from the group about an 8-year-old boy who has terminal cancer, and they don't think he'll make it past today. He's going to be living his last hours of life, they believe, today. And people were really struck by this particular situation and feeling such sorrow for the family. And I was feeling so heavy and so badly when I was reading the messages. And then I thought about this young boy of 8 years old and how this is likely his last day alive. And it should be a celebration of joy for his life and the gratitude that his parents had with him for 8 years. And the gratitude I felt to have heard about this family and what they're experiencing with this young child. And I wanted to feel joy and upliftment and send those thoughts to them. Not this sadness and sorrow, but rather a celebration of this young boy's life. And that has been the main goal of this week's series. You've had a quest this week where you've daily looked for the gifts or the gratitude amidst the stress you are experiencing. This gives you such a different feeling inside, and that's what I want to guide you through today as you get ready to meditate. So go ahead now and settle yourself down, making sure your body is nice and comfortable. When your body is comfortable, your mind can relax. And as you're seated, gently uplift your eyes to the point between your eyebrows. This little movement with your eyes helps to keep your thoughts uplifted. And notice where you might hold tension in your body today. See if you can name that tension. You might consider what may have triggered that particular tension you're experiencing. Maybe it's agitation or anger or sadness. Or maybe you feel a little hopeless these days. Notice what is triggering this response. Begin to notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Inhaling gently and evenly, and exhaling gently, evenly. With each breath, see if you can extend the pause between the inhale and exhale a little longer with each breath, not to where it's uncomfortable, but to where you feel deep stillness within. Now, as you hold the pause between the inhale and exhale, mentally affirm, peace is within me. Peace is within me. With each inhale and exhale, deepen your sense of peace within. Regardless of what's going on within you and around you or with others, your peace isn't out there in the world. Your peace is within you. Allow yourself to continue this breath as you sit in stillness. Peace is within you. You are so worth slowing down for.